This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A week left in Donald Trump's presidency, the U.S. House of Representatives impeached him on Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection last week when he employed thousands of his supporters to march to the Capitol to try to overturn his reelection loss, prompting a mob demonstration that turned into deadly mayhem. 10 of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president, with just a week remaining in his four-year term as the U.S. leader. The House voted, branded Trump with a singular distinction, making him the first president in the country's history to be impeached twice. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case and now will face a new trial in the weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next Wednesday. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said a trial could begin this week or next. Trump released a video late Wednesday in which he made no mention of the impeachment but condemned the assault on the U.S. Capitol and pleaded for calm. The mayor of Washington, D.C., said Wednesday that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on the 20th, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. Now, as the city braces for a lead-up to President-elect Biden's inauguration, the city's mayor is seeking increased security and better coordination among the multiple law enforcement agencies involved. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is now taking a zero-tolerance policy after supporters of President Trump were disruptive on some recent flights. The FAA chief, Steve Dixon, said under the new order he signed, the agency will no longer adjudicate certain of these unruly passenger cases with counseling and warnings. He said, "We're going to go straight to enforcement." Dixon told Reuters the FAA Special Emphasis Program would last through March 30th and warned that disruptive passengers could face up to $35,000 in fines and possible jail time. This week, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Trump supporters who breached the U.S. Capitol should be banned from flying and added to a government no-fly list. Members of the World Health Organization's expert team investigating the origins of the pandemic arrived in Wuhan, China on Thursday, where the first human coronavirus cases were found. They are expected to stay until early or mid-February and will be quarantined for some time. China has rejected calls for an independent investigation while strictly controlling all research into the origins of the coronavirus and promoting fringe theories that the virus may have actually been brought to China from outside. The World Health Organization's emergencies chief warning Wednesday, the second year of the coronavirus pandemic may be tougher than the first, at least in the first few months, especially in the Northern Hemisphere. Mike Ryan said it is important to learn from what has worked and not worked in every country to fight the virus in all aspects, science, public communications, governance, and find the best combinations of all of that learning. Ryan said, except for Southeast Asia, all regions of the world have shown increases in infections over the past week. Voters in Uganda are choosing the country's next president and members of parliament Thursday. Amid concerns the violence leading up to the vote might continue, jeopardizing the integrity of the election. The top contender, 38-year-old musician turned opposition politician Bobi Wine is seeking to end President Yoweri Museveni's nearly 35 years in power. Wine, who is among 10 candidates seeking the position, has been arrested several times and placed under house arrest for alleged violations of electoral rules. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown via remote, VOA News.